Unit 5. Employment Trends. Track 13.
So, Rob, why are there so many problems and misunderstandings when people write emails to each other?
Primarily because you don't have the visual information and feedback that you have in a face-to-face conversation. You know, things like smiles or nods or even being able to say, I don't understand. And that also makes it easier to get nasty, to do what they call flaming, sending angry or insulting emails to people. Another factor is that your context when you write it is different from their context when they read it. So, for example, you're in a rush, you write a quick email, their context is different, they don't see it that way. They see it as brusque and direct. And finally, you know, the truth is, some people just don't express themselves so well in writing.
So what can we do?
Well, first, keep those things in mind when you read and write. So when you read an email, don't always believe your first impression. If something doesn't seem right or appropriate to you, think about other possible interpretations. And when you write emails, think about how the other person could maybe misinterpret what you're writing, and then make it clear that you don't mean that. You know, those emoticons seem so silly, but sometimes they help express the tone that you want. Really, as with any conflict, the best advice is to take into account the other person's perceptions and context, what they think and where they're coming from, and to ask questions if you don't know. Open, neutral questions, not the type that begin, how could you possibly?
So when there's obviously a problem, is it best to talk about it face to face or on the phone?
Well, for small disputes or misunderstandings, yes. But if you know how to use it, email can be an effective tool to avoid and even resolve conflicts.
How's that?
Well, again, it takes out the visual information. That can be particularly useful for multicultural teams because you can avoid the misunderstandings that can be caused by different communication styles and differences in things like body space or eye contact. Also, if a conflict already exists, well, they can't see if you're angry or frustrated, so you have more control over what you actually communicate. Secondly, you have the time to make your emails more rational and less emotional if you choose. You know, they say that you should count to 10 when you're angry, and an email forces you to do that. Finally, you know, it's a basic but important factor. You can't interrupt and you can't be interrupted.